You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network. Visit bpn.fm to discover more.
What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
The NBA playoffs are here, and with FanDuel, your group chat's about to be going off. Because right now, new customers can bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets if you win. And with live bets, your heart emojis will really be racing from tip-off to the final buzzer. Plus, when you win, you'll get paid faster than your friends can send you a victory gift. Or is it GIF? Who cares? You won! So get the word out to your crew and download FanDuel today. New customers bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets if you win. Make every moment more with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Official partner of the NBA.
21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See full terms at FanDuel.com/sportsbook. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You're listening to The Ensemblist, the only podcast that shows you Broadway from the inside out. I'm Mo Brady. This week, we're collaborating with Broadway performers Jack Sipple and Brendan Stimson and their new podcast, Again From the Top. In this new podcast, these two Broadway dance captains and creative best friends offer goofy banter and behind-the-scenes stories, featuring special guests who have created some of Broadway's biggest hits. Honestly, these two are some of the best in the biz. When I heard they were creating a podcast about dancing and Broadway, I was both threatened and thrilled, and rightly so, because their insights are spot on and their banter is top-notch. Today, we are sharing a portion of their full conversation with iconic Broadway legend Angie Schwor. Angie, of course, is a beloved treasure of the American musical theater. She's performed in 10 Broadway musicals, including the original casts of The Will Rogers Follies, The Producers, and Something Rotten. She is also the original performer and the inspiration for the role of Angie in The Prom. A castmate of both Jack and Brendan on various incarnations of that musical, the gentlemen lovingly interview Angie about her unique theatrical training and how she learned to find her lane and thrive in it. Here's part of their conversation.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUPS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUPS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at suffsmusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on Essie Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com.
I got it a little bit more as an adult. Mm-hmm. You know, I kind of learned my, I call it my flag in my foot.
Oh, yeah.
All those things. And so that kind of helped. But basically, I always say my style I got from Ziegler Studio of Dance. I got that. And if you look at the shows I've done, the Stro, Tappy Tappy, Tippy Tappy, mm-hmm. it's all about style. And, you know, as my, I call my dancing through my resume, my tapping and tipping through my resume, because that's kind of what I did. And in the 3 decades I've been in it, that's what I do, you know. Now we're on the outs. The old showgirls are on the outs.
Bring them back.
Bring them all back, please.
But so, Jack, it's not so you think you can dance, you know. Totally. I just was never that person and never, you know. But it was enough to get – it was enough for me for what I came into at that time in the 90s, mm-hmm. right? And up until, I mean, what? We did it in Something Rotten. There was a lot. I mean, it was Renaissance time, but it was a tappy-tippy and you had to have a jazz style, you know. Stacey Nicolau, a Nicolau girl.
A Nicolau girl. Was there a moment when you look at your career and the other shows that have come up with you? Has there been a moment where you stand and look back and say, or even kind of as you're in your career, like as you're going up and you look at a show and you're like, oh, so times are like that now, or you're like, oh, things have evolved to this. Okay. This is where we're going. Is there something you can like pinpoint?
Well, it's funny because I feel like there's always been those shows around what I'm doing. If I'm in a show on the Broadway at that time, but there's always the ones around me that wouldn't be for me, even if I was a Parkin Barker, even if I could sing a high something, you know what I mean? They're just not for me. There's always those shows. Then it becomes more of like a style thing where even if I was young, I'm not going to be doing the style of Hamilton. Like it's just not who Angie is. You know what I mean?
When did you see that change throughout your career?
I think it's always been prevalent. It's always been prevalent. I just happen to not be in that show. I just happen to be in the one that fit me, which I think is just how everybody's career is. It just became more prominent through the years. You know, things just have become hipper. If that's the, you know, most old-fashioned way for me to say it. Right?
I mean, when you say hipper, but I mean, as far as like the style that you have kind of, I mean, honed into, and I'm going to say mastered, because I just, I don't think there's anybody, if it's certainly of a certain jazz type and a tip type show, if Angie walks into the room, give her the job, it's done. And so I think you've helped to create and establish such a vernacular, I think, that it's nearly unteachable. Even as you sit here and like discuss certain things of like, you just say like a tippy-tappy, and those listening, you can't see like the little shimmy that happens in the shoulders and the relaxed face and the oozy smile that happens.
Well, you got to show it. Yeah, I get it.
But you have I think it's like an essence that was kind of built from an aura of confidence and all of that. And I think there's such a thing of, sure, this young upstarts are kind of coming up and changing the style, but I think there is such a timelessness to your strength. And I think there's hopefully always going to be a spot of like old time. I don't want to say old time.
No. It's totally
music
fine.
Theater, you know?
Sweet. I get it. I'm old. I get it.
Baby, but I don't mean you. I just mean like the style. Almost, it's not outdated. I think it's timeless, and I think people absolutely still come to musical theater and to Broadway, especially to see that stuff. But I do think that like now that Hamilton has become so mainstream and In the Heights so mainstream, of like these Lynn shows that have kind of like changed the direction, I think it is going to be interesting to see what happens with these timeless type musicals.
Well, and I hope and feel that it's sort of like, what do they always say? You know, there's a there's a spot for everyone. There's a place for everyone. And I just sort of hope
a place
for us. I feel like hopefully there will be that a little something for everyone, and it maybe it will come back around. And I don't even mean for me specifically, because even, you know, even for the things like when Crazy for You was supposed to come back and things, you know, unless I'm Tess or something, you know, I've sort of aged out of being in that chorus, but I certainly would love for the youth that are of my stature and that can get to do it. So I'm not even saying for myself, you know, but I certainly would love that for other people to get to, you know, enjoy and be in those shows and experience the lusciousness of those great, you know, tap into the Gershwin tunes and I Got Rhythm. I mean, who doesn't want to fucking do I Got Rhythm, you know?
Truly. Truly. I mean, and it's, I think it's, it was written in what, 1920 something or 1917 or who knows when I can't name it off the top
Girl
of my
Crazy?
Head.
But, you mean Girl Crazy?
Or I Got Rhythm just in general.
Oh, well, Gershwin. Yeah, probably.
Yeah. In that time, but it's still being done.
But you know? What I love about our Casey Nicola is, especially in Something Rotten, and also in Minsky's that I did for him, you know, he likes all different shapes and sizes and ages and personalities, and somehow he puts it all together. And that's interesting to me, and I love being in that process because he knows your strengths. He knows what you can and cannot do. And you know what I mean? It's like he purposely picks, you know, certain people. And so I do love that. I remember specifically in, Brendan, you were probably there in which workshop of the prom. And we were doing what used to be Not About Me, but it was something else.
Oh, yeah. And the girls. Oh, yeah.
Really danced. I did a little. I did the dance break by myself. Yes. Then the dancers came and were really dancing. Like Shelby Finney was tearing it up, and I was like, I kind of went behind, and I thought, well, let me just at least, you know, if I don't have to do what they're doing, but let me just, I'll pretend they were jumping, and I just was like doing arms or whatever. And he's like, and she was like, yeah, yeah, that's not what you don't do that well. So like, yeah, we'll have you do something else. But he was true. But I was like, let me just try it, you know.
Sure.
I'll just try, give him something to look at. Which is then that's when the all of my spinning and just my legs on the chair, I think, started sort of created. It, I was like, well, I'll just sit in the chair and wave my legs around.
That's so right. Yeah, there was a moment when we added, I think, like, I mean, a couple major dance break counts. It was me, Shelby Finney, Ian Young, and Natalie Clay Carter. And there was, I mean, there was a point where we actually set up a box in the upstage for the dun dun da 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 dun dun da da da, some of that stuff.
Yeah.
And we timed these jumps, jumping off this box. It was like a toe touch and a huge attitude leap, and we're like, what are we doing back here? We're killing ourselves. And Angie's just in a chair, just leg, leg, leg.
I was probably like just looking at my nails or something.
It's like, they got it.
Giving us something to look at is giving what she's doing.
Something
but,
to look at.
You know, it didn't hurt my feelings because he was being truthful, but it was like, that's not what you do well. You know? Oh, and so I guess it's good when your director knows that too.
Special thanks to Jack Sipple and Brendan Stimson for allowing us to share a portion of their interview with Angie Schwer today. To hear their full conversation and to listen to episodes of Again From the Top, you can find them on Apple Podcasts or at bpn.fm. The Ensemblist was produced today by Jackson Klein and me, Mo Brady. Please rate and review The Ensemblist wherever you listen to podcasts, on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or at bpn.fm, the home of Broadway Podcast Network. Our Patreon members have on-demand access to our archive, full conversations with guests, and early access to episodes. You can support us there for between $5 and $20 a month at patreon.com/theensemblist. Thanks for listening. Until next time.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but yeah. Not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.